Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining this episode of Fire Engineering Blog Radio with Women in Fire. We're very excited. We have a great lineup for the show. And every so often, we like to host a show where we kind of dive in and talk about our upcoming conferences. We just so happen to have an awesome lineup coming this September in Orlando. We're very excited for it. I've got a few Women in Fire board members with me. I've got Kalila Yancey. We'll be talking to Rachel Stabell a bit later. And of course, some of our awesome presenters will be joining. Kalila, how are you doing?
Good morning. I'm excited so that we can get this kickoff to our upcoming international conference. And I'm joined by a group of lovely ladies that'll be helping us out this year. And I'm so stoked about it.
And you are overseeing, as our functional trustee, you're overseeing the hot class portion. Can you give us a kind of a synopsis or a brief summary of what to expect with hands-on this year?
So the hot classes will be held 2 days that consist of certain classes like forcible entry, hose management, search and rescue, AutoX. We'll also have an EMS component that, with my hopes, it'll tie in with some fire ground exercises that will help bridge the gap between fire and EMS. It will also consist of like treatment, triage, transport, and working together with that. Our Women in Fire conference is one like no other. So I think the women will have a great time training with one another in a unique environment that they're not always exposed to, where they can exchange stories and help one another share techniques and possibly just take back a lot of stuff to their various departments that they gained from this conference.
Awesome. And we'll probably connect about it a bit later, but I know you did an awesome job in Spokane this last year. We have some people that had some excellent experiences, and I'm looking forward to more of that coming up in September.
Me too.
And I think you have a couple of your hands-on instructors, so I'm going to let you go ahead and talk with them a bit and find out what we can expect out on the drill ground this coming September.
Okay, so this morning we have Ashley Batcher and Jasmine Wall. We'll start off with Ashley Batcher, who's a firefighter paramedic in Fremont, California. She has 8 years on the job, and she will be teaching firefighter survival. Hey, Ash.
Hey, how are you doing?
Great. Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and what you'll be doing this year, helping us out at the Women in Fire Conference, doing the hands-on classes?
Sure. I've been in the fire service now for 8 years. I started at one agency. I worked there for 5 years. And then 3 years ago, I lateraled to the Fremont Fire Department. My chief was actually the one that reached out to the women in our department. He gave us our full support. He told us about the conference and he encouraged us all to go. So I was fortunate enough to be a first-time attendee last year. And it was very empowering, encouraging, and everybody sort of on the board gave everybody there the tools to not just further their career, but encourage them to get more involved. And that's how I decided I wanted to teach this year. I'm going to be teaching with my coworker, Emily. We're going to be doing a firefighter survival class. When we were kind of talking about what we wanted to teach, we were looking at our own training deficiencies. We're always pulling hose, we're always throwing ladders, sometimes we're cutting cars, but we just don't train often enough. At least we feel like on the very skills that could help us in case one of our brothers or sisters is in danger. So that's what we wanted to bring to the conference. And in that same breath, I've gone through 2 academies because I lateraled. I noticed that you can pull hose great, you can throw ladders great, but there's almost a subconscious bias within the fire service when they see women. Sometimes they want to know that you can pull them out of a building. So we wanted to give women an opportunity to practice different kinds of drags where they might fail or they might see what their weaknesses are in a totally safe environment where people can make those mistakes and still feel valid.
Awesome. Thank you. I think you made some great points. It's one of the things that we definitely try to let people know that when you come into our hot classes, it's a safe environment. We want you to feel comfortable. We have people around you that don't mind sharing and showing you different techniques. And I want to give a shout out to your chief for exposing you to our conference. I think that's amazing.
Yeah. So cool. It was amazing. Yeah, it was great. So Yeah, we're just hoping with our class that it's something for everybody, for experienced firefighters, just to get the reps in. And, you know, we encourage people to share their knowledge. For brand new firefighters, hopefully they can learn some different techniques when it comes to, you know, rig searches and dragging. We're going to go over some Mayday stuff as well. So it's really designed, our portion of the hot class we're teaching is just for all levels in the fire service.
Great, great. I also have Jasmine Wall with me. She'll be teaching ladders for us this year. She's a firefighter EMT from Henrico, Virginia Fire Department, and she has 5 years on the job. Jasmine, tell us a little bit about yourself and the class you'll be teaching with us.
Good morning. Hey, so yeah, like you said, I'll be teaching ladders, so four-hour sessions. So excited for 16 hours of ladders during this hot class session. And I'll also be teaching a seminar, 2-hour class on informal leadership, especially as a new firefighter, finding your voice in that awkward stance. So my background wasn't necessarily in the trajectory of firefighting. I went to college, got my degree in biology and chemistry, thought I wanted to be a doctor, but it just wasn't community oriented enough. It wasn't in your face different every day enough for me. When someone tapped me on the shoulder and said, hey, would you ever consider being a firefighter? My immediate response was, no, I'm a small Black woman. I can't do that. And I heard myself think that and was like, well, darn, like now that's what I have to do. Like, I don't know what it is, but like now this is going to be my life. And I looked into it and it had everything that I was looking for in a career, in a life, and that satisfaction and fulfillment. So I've been with Henrico Fire Department for 5 years now in Henrico County, Virginia, right outside of Richmond. I absolutely love it. It has not been an easy path. I started my fire academy at 120 pounds, soaking wet, 5'5", female. Definitely the smallest in my academy, definitely not the strongest or the fastest. And I think kind of being humble enough to look in the mirror and say, hey, I'm never going to be the strongest or the fastest firefighter, but I can be darn well the smartest. And I can be, you know, play a social game as they do an Amazing Race and, you know, all those reality shows and just learn and kind of see what my strengths are and learn how to work together in a team. Because at the end of the day, firefighting is a team sport. So in my path, I said, you know, it wasn't always smooth sailing. Not having that support from my academy mates or not having that support from my shift mates or different people in the department was definitely a challenge. So I was kind of at my wit's end by the time that I came to my first Women in Fire conference in Spokane, Washington last year. And that community, when I just felt alone really in the career, was amazing. And having other people who shared their experiences, you know, people with 2 years on to people with 30 years on that had gone through similar or worse things, and us being able to kind of talk them out and build that mentorship and support. I know for the last year, I've had two female firefighters that have definitely guided me, and I could use them as that shoulder to cry on when things got hard. My first conference as a firefighter that I ever went to was in Portsmouth, Virginia, Women in Public Service. And it was a lot of librarians. It wasn't public safety, which I wasn't expecting, but there was one firefighter talk, and it was from Chief Tiffany Wesley in Virginia. And she said, you know, if you're comfortable, you're not growing. So what's the point of being here? And that stuck with me throughout my career. And that actually encouraged me to change stations from a really slow station where I was like, okay, I come in, I know what I'm supposed to do every day, to, okay, now I'm comfortable. I need to move on. I need to go somewhere faster and harder. And she was actually a presenter at Women in Fire in Spokane, Washington last year. And I went up to her with tears in my eyes and I was like, hey, 4 years ago, you absolutely changed my life. And in the spirit of coming full circle, she's actually my co-presenter this year as I do my first class in informal leadership. So Women in Fire has been such an honor in my personal life and my professional life to just come together with all these women and be here for everyone in the future.
Thank you. That is such an amazing story. And that's definitely what we're all about. Although we're just here talking about the conference today, is Women in Fire can do so much for so many people. And that mentorship piece is very important. And we do have a mentorship program and we're glad that you're a part of it and it's working for you. Both you and Ashley were first time conference goers. And now this year, you both are gonna be presenters and teaching instructors. Just what do you guys both think about that?
I think it just kind of goes to show the environment that the Women in Fire Conference creates in encouraging people and empowering them. I've been to a ton of conferences and classes in my career, and it's just, you always walk in as the female, and it's always, everybody kind of double takes, you know, and everybody's always been very gracious and such, but it would never create an environment to foster me feeling confident enough to one day be in that same place to teach a class. And Women in Fire really does encourage its participants to say, hey, you're good at that, or you want to get better at that, we can give you the tools you need to be successful. And that was just what encouraged me to want to pursue this. The second we left the conference, I was like, oh, I want to be more involved next year.
Well, how about you, Jasmine?
For me, I left the conference after talking to a lot of the female firefighters, and I was like, I don't know, like maybe this isn't the job for me after all. And you know, it just took a couple of conversations of, no, you just have to persevere, just try harder, like don't let them, you know, steal your sunshine. And that encouragement and that push had me come into the conference as like, I really want this to be my career, but I don't know if I can be happy socially with how different my life is than my coworkers, to leaving the conference as, oh, maybe I do have a story. Maybe I do have something that can encourage that next generation or that next firefighter and lift them up. So just the idea that, you know, like Ashley said, being in a room of our actual peers, we don't have that fear of failing and looking stupid. Feeling like we're incompetent because we make a mistake, that it's going to reflect poorly on all women or all women of color. If you make that mistake, then, oh, I never want to work with a woman. I never want to work with a woman of color. It's such a big responsibility. And just being in a group of people that look like you just takes that away and lets us build without fear.
Awesome. And I just wanted to say that both of you ladies are very special and unique. We appreciate you both. It was amazing just meeting you all for the first time last year and now having you back. Out of a group of over 300 women that we had come to the conference, you two definitely stuck out to me because you tried your best at every class. You were constantly asking questions, wanting to know more. And now you're here being presenters with us, and I'm just so happy and thrilled that you'll be joining me this year for the hot classes. And so I'll let our president, Amy, come back in and discuss some more of the classes that we'll be offering at our great conference.
Thank you. Thank you both for joining. That was, it was very encouraging. I think that's kind of, to me, that's what I hope the organization to be about, is really to keep progressing and keep bringing in new, you know, new spirit. And I just love that. It was awesome to get to hear some of your background.
Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. We have a few of our most awesome presenters on the line. And I think we'll start off with Lisa Burton. Lisa is a captain. She's been in the fire service for about 12 years. With Castine Fire Rescue Department. Lisa, welcome. How are you doing?
Thank you. Doing very well. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks for joining. And I know you've been to some of our conferences. You were most recently at our leadership conference in FDIC.
Correct. Very, very great conference.
Can you give us a little bit of background? I see that you'll be teaching five things to do before the first 5 minutes. And this is one that I'm kind of excited to have. Can you give us a little bit of background on that class?
Sure. So for five things to do before the first 5 minutes kind of came about from the work that I did. To back up a little bit, I never was in the fire service. I was a volunteer firefighter after my children got older, and I decided, hey, I can help with that. And then I went to fire academy and decided, hey, I actually firefighting in the fire service is what I would like to participate in. So I changed careers and went back to school and combined my love of emergency management with fire service. So what I do now is work for the university, and I do the fire service code reviews. We have people on campus. We do a lot of our work together. And so this is about interagency team building and the teams that we've been able to create for the university over the last 5 years, and how other people in different areas, whether it's a small volunteer department or a large municipal area, can look outside of their usual, hey, medical, fire, law enforcement, and see who else they can bring to their team that can really support the groups that they're trying to assist. So that's the overview of the class.
Awesome. What inspired you with the topic?
Well, I think what inspired me the most is where we are. I'm from a very small town on the coast of Maine, and even the university, a lot of our campuses have very small communities, and volunteer fire service departments actually service the community, the campuses that we have. So we're kind of used to depending on our neighbors up here, but there's a lot of things that I've seen that I think people can maybe put on their list of people to talk to and try and network with ahead of the time before the calls come in to make their teams stronger, so that when we're showing up together, we have already pre-built our teams. And that's what we found for the university works really well. And so I wanted to share that message.
That's great. I think, you know, you kind of hit the nail on the head a bit of in certain areas, you have to really reach a bit and use resources. And sometimes that looks a bit more unique depending on the makeup of the region and how departments are organized.
Right. And there's a lot of groups that we have. And I just created a whole list of people for me that just kind of organically happened. But when I talk about we have tribal resources, and we up here depend on the Coast Guard and different groups, the LEPC meetings for the community risk that we have, and start talking about those, especially with some of our smaller organizations who don't necessarily do a lot of networking. You know, their fire department work is secondary or third beyond their first and second jobs that they already have. So sitting in on meetings during what would normally be a work day might be not something that they would even be exposed to. So just to give some options for people to look forward to and to do outreach when they get back to their home areas.
That's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Having been to one of our conferences, is there something that you're looking forward to?
I think the thing that I found most enjoyable about the conferences is, well, there's a number of things, but obviously the information is really great. The people that come are driven and excited to be part of the fire service, and there's just really a supportive atmosphere. So one of my friends from down Southern department had gone out and done some hands-on training. She came back and she said, that's amazing. And I love that she felt comfortable in going to the class. And I love that when we go to the classroom portions, which is what I've been part of, you can raise your hand, you can talk about things. It's like talking about around the kitchen table. It's not talking about, I'm going to raise my hand and someone is going to say, that's the stupidest question I've ever heard. You right. know, you don't hear yeah. that. You hear no people shame. Say right behind you going, right, I was going to ask that because that happened to me, right? So I really think that's the best part of it, is that openness and the willing to help support each other.
You know, it's funny. I'm sure you maybe a bit similarly. I've been fortunate enough to be able to attend a variety of different conferences, and it really is just a different feel and atmosphere when you walk in the room. So I think that's kind of unique, and I hope that everybody gets a chance to experience it at some point.
Agreed.
Well, thank you, Lisa. I appreciate you joining, and we'll see you in Orlando in September.
Excellent. Looking forward to it.
Perfect. All right. Next, we are honored to be joined by, I believe, one of the Florida State Fire Marshals, Joanne Rice. And Joanne, I apologize if I messed your title there. I'll let you correct if needed at all.
No problem. It's so great to be here this morning, Amy. Thanks for having me on. I'm the assistant director with the Division of State Fire Marshal.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's a very long title. It's been hard for me to get used to. Everybody's just like, chief. I said, yeah, that works.
Hey, that works. And that's an awesome title to hold.
And yeah, that's what sticks in my head. When everybody says chief, I still turn my head. An assistant director doesn't get my attention usually.
Yeah, I can see that taking some getting used to.
Yeah.
Can you give us a chief little bit of background?
Sure. Well, like I said, I'm really excited to be on today. It was great seeing some of the other presenters. I'm glad that we've connected and been able to, you know, since I'm right here in Florida. But I'm excited about the class I'm going to be given. It's about building resilience to thrive and survive in the fire service. And it's really about a couple of classes that have come together for me. One, it's about, you know, how and why I've been successful, which usually isn't about me. It's about the support that you have. And then two, a class that I've given on resilience and stress management. And as I really have looked back over my career, I've thought about how much those overlap and that they're really one and the same, that resilience is something that we need to have or early on in our lives. It's not just about building resilience. That's, you know, it's kind of a hot topic right now. Got to have resilience, be resilience in the fire service. But there's so much more to it than that. It's about being able to, you know, after stand up, wipe yourself off after a fall and get back on and do whatever you need to do to keep moving forward. And because there's things that we're going to be faced with in our lives that are failures, that are mistakes, that are imperfections. And so often as firefighters, as some of the things you guys have been talking about, when we go to conferences, it's safe. But so often when we're out, we feel like we're scrutinized. We feel like we are under that pressure to succeed or representing, as Jasmine was saying, I'm the responsibility of representing all the women or representing all the Black people. And that's a lot of pressure. And at some point, we got to take that pressure off ourselves and realize we just have to be us. And I truly believe that in life, 10% life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% how you respond to it. And so if we really work on that 90% how we respond to things, it can help build that resilience and certainly build the system around you. But I mean, that's going to be kind of the context of it. It's going to talk a little bit about how I've been successful. I've been in the fire service for 32 years. Came up through an organization in Gainesville, starting as a firefighter, retiring as the interim fire chief. But my experience of not getting to become the fire chief, not getting that promotion, was devastating. But I had to think about, you know what, I need to keep going and keep moving forward. And I've had those, we've all had those failures throughout your career. And you got to hold your head up high and you got to keep going and you learn from it and you do better from it and you get better from it. And so that's really the context of the class. And that's a little bit about me and my background. But I came, it put me in a place here today that I honestly believe is the place where I'm supposed to be as the assistant director of the Division of State Fire Marshal. I may have the opportunity to become the director as the director is retiring next month. Oh, and awesome. We don't know if that's going to be what happens.
Got it.
But I'm going to be, I'll at least be acting in that position for a short period of time and excited to do either role because number two is not a bad place to be either.
That's, yes, I agree. That's very true. Well, I am excited. So your class will be Building Resilience to Survive and Thrive in the Fire Service, and you'll be joining us there in Orlando. And how awesome is it? Like you said, we're going to be in Florida. You're right there. What are some things you think that our attendees will have to look forward to?
Well, certainly the Florida, you know, beautiful Florida weather and sunshine, but it is midsummer, so it's going to be a little toasty.
Yes.
Hopefully people are going to be coming down and, plan a little extra time to do some of the extracurricular activities and getting out to the beaches. And one of the little known facts about Florida is all the springs that we have around. And what I would suggest if you have time is you can get to any of the springs that are in Florida. Usually they're about 72 degrees. So you get in that water, it's cool compared to the Gulf, yeah, compared to the Gulf, because it comes out of the water, 72 degrees. And so multiple springs around Florida that you can find. If you're coming down I-75, you'll hit High Springs that has the Itchituckney River and the Suwannee River and lots of different springs on them. So it's a lot of fun.
That sounds amazing.
You know, yeah, I mean, people come to Florida, I'm going to go to Disney or I'm going to go to the beach. And but that's something a little bit different.
Well, thank you.
But I was going to say, you've got a great team together down here with, you know, you've got Orange County, Orlando, Reedy Creek, you know, those are some central departments down here, a lot of experience. And I believe you'll have a lot of support here. So it should be a great program.
Yes. And I know Kalila can attest to that as well. It's been very encouraging to see everyone come together.
I just wanted to add, they have been amazing. They have spoiled us. This conference is nothing that we haven't asked for, that they haven't tried to provide. It's been one of the best experiences working with the Central Florida team. They are awesome.
Well, that's really great to hear. And not that it's surprising at all. I knew that it would be.
That's awesome. Well, Joanne, I'm sure as assistant director, you probably have a busy day ahead of you. Thank you. Thank you for joining. And
I'm actually in Naples.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Well, I'm excited about it. Look forward to seeing you too soon.
All right.
I was just saying, I'm down in Naples at a conference, actually, the Florida Fire Chiefs Association. And everybody says, oh, you're going to Naples, but it's for work. And I get to attend multiple business meetings today.
There you go. That sounds like it's all a day as well. Well, we will see you very soon and stay safe. And we're looking forward to visiting you there in Florida.
Very good. Thank you very much, Amy. Take care.
Have a great day. All right. We are going to connect with our next presenter, who is Kimberly Pishkowski. And Kimberly is the Division Chief of Community Risk Reduction for the Prevention with the Michigan Prevention State of Michigan. And then she also has been a firefighter with Cutlerville Fire Department for 28 years, which is a very impressive tenure. Kimberly, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
And what are you looking forward to in September?
Well, this will be my first Women in Fire conference that I've ever attended. So this will be quite exciting and quite experience. I usually at conferences, the highlight is that the women's bathroom is empty. I don't think that's going to be the same.
You might not find that.
I won't find that this time.
It is a very nice venue though. So they probably have a couple. That's awesome. Well, we're excited to have you. I know that I've been able to connect with you at a few different NFPA Responder Forum and a few different kind of conferences and experiences throughout the fire service time. And I know you hold some great experience. We're excited to have you join. You'll be teaching strategic planning towards community risk reduction in the fire service, which I'm kind of excited about. I feel like we really tried to approach the agenda this conference with a well-rounded perspective. Can you give us a little bit of background on what to expect as an attendee of that class?
Yeah, I'll give you a little bit of background on the strategic planning, and then, you know, it'll give you a bigger perspective of what you'll get to hear. MI Prevention is a statewide community risk reduction that the state of Michigan never had prior to 2017. And so I really took my vision with several volunteers, and we created MI Prevention. After we created MI Prevention and got that up and rolling, and MI Prevention has been going since 2017, so quite new, I got quite involved with Vision 2020 and their strategic planning process. I graduated with business management and leadership, and strategic planning was a huge topic with that and SWOT analysis. So with all my experience and education, I'm now doing that with, I actually have several goals. So with Vision 2020, I help states on a state level get up and running with community risk reduction to help state fire marshal offices on a statewide level. And then I'll also help individual communities as well. So in Michigan, my goal is to, yes, we have statewide community risk reduction, but it's also very important for every community to have their own strategic plan and risk assessment. And so my goal for Michigan is to get 15 cities on their own strategic plan by the end of this year. And that's kind of the experience that I'm bringing to this conference, as to how you can do that with very little budget and all the skills and trades that I've learned along the way.
That's awesome. Have you seen success in that?
Yes. Yes and no. So if you go by, yes, data's king, I'll say that. You know, my numbers, fire fatality numbers are high right now. So, you know, if you banked it off that, you know, you'd probably say, Kimberly, that doesn't look like success. However, the succession comes from the partnerships that we've created statewide. I'll give a great example. So in Michigan, Jackson Fire Department is a very poor community. They're also very short staffed. It's a career department, but very short staffed. And getting out in the community to help with smoke alarms, with pretty much any community event, was a huge task. It wasn't happening and they were having multiple fatalities. So we came together, had a meeting, and we were able to, I was able to bring multiple partnerships. So now Jackson Fire is able to offer community risk reduction to their whole community. However, they may be the go-to person to communicate with, but Habitat for Humanity and the Kent Skills Center for Jackson is doing all the work for Jackson Fire. So that partnership community, you know, event is really what's helping the citizens of Jackson. And that's success to me.
Yeah, that's awesome. It sounds like that kind of ties back into what Lisa had been talking about earlier of working with your community resources. And I think that's key. I think in a lot of, I really do think throughout a lot of the country in fire service, that is probably more needed than recognized.
Absolutely.
Well, we're excited to have you, and I'm excited that you get to attend your first Women in Fire conference, and it'll be fun. So we'll see you pretty soon.
Well, thank you. I'm excited. And in Florida, who can say no to Florida?
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Perfect. Well, you stay safe, and we will connect with you here in just a short couple months. Thank you, Kim.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Our second vice president, Rachel Stabell, is going to speak with another one of our presenters, Annette Zapp, who will be presenting on Sleep, the Firefighter's Superpower. Such a great topic. I'm excited that we've brought a more unique wellness topic to the conference. Rachel, I'll let you and Annette go ahead and talk about that.
Yes, Annette, give us a brief. We're very excited to have you at our Orlando conference coming up in September. Give us a brief overview, or not so brief, up to you, of kind of who you are and what this is, what this brand is that you got going on, and how it helps all of us out there as firefighters.
That's a really fun question. I'm starting to say nearly a 20-year veteran of the fire service, because I'm at like 18 years and 6 months. So I'm nearly a 20-year veteran of the fire service, but I'm also a 30-year veteran of the health and wellness field. And a few years into my career, I realized firefighters need help big time. We have a lot of, basically we are the general population, but then we're sleep deprived and traumatized. So anything that's gonna happen in the general population is gonna happen to us in spades. And so I formed my business. It started out as Fire Rescue Fitness, but I changed the name of it not so long ago to Fire Rescue Wellness, because it better represents what I do. And I lecture, I run health and wellness programs for fire departments, and I provide resources to help firefighters live their best lives. And that's kind of the long and the short of it.
I think the thing that makes you unique, and we're starting to see this a lot more, but you've definitely are one of the front runners, is that you've done the job and you understand the movements and you understand the stresses, and you are basically someone who's had their butt in the seat. And so it's nice because you have that unique perspective. So when, you know, you go somewhere and teach or, you know, facilitate or do any of those things, you understand what we're saying and what we need. And because you're us, you were us at one point, and you were able to compile in your, just lengthy history of being in the fitness and wellness industry along with being a firefighter. And I think that's very unique in a way too, because as a woman, you also bring that unique perspective. So we're excited to have you for Women in Fire for sure. And I'm looking forward to your class and just learning all the tidbits. There's a lot of information out there, but I'm excited for you to kind of nail that down. So with that, give us kind of a synopsis of your upcoming class.
I'm very excited about, I'm actually teaching twice, which is amazing. I'm teaching my sleep course, which is sleep is an untapped superpower. It is the best performance enhancing, not a drug, but the best performance enhancer. It's free, it's safe, and it improves everything in our lives, from how well we do the job, to how well we relate to our loved ones, to how well we control our hormones, our appetite. Sleep is a superpower. So that's course one. Course two is I'm taking all of my buckets of health and wellness, and I kind of put everything in four buckets. Sleep is bucket number one, of course. Nutrition, mental health / mindfulness is bucket three. And then bucket four is movement. And it's kind of strange, as a movement professional and a strength and conditioning coach, I actually put movement last, but I do that for a reason. But my course, the long course, the 4-hour, is going to address all of those buckets and how we balance those buckets and put those pieces together like a puzzle. Because as you know, sometimes one of those buckets is pouring out a lot. If you've got a newborn at home, your sleep bucket is just dumping. If you're at a station that got super busy, all of a sudden your sleep bucket is dumping. But we can soften the impact of that sleep deprivation by continuing to fill up all the other buckets. But that's a big job. And so if we think of it kind of as a game and put it together like puzzle pieces, it becomes a lot less overwhelming. So that's course two. That's the 4-hour course, which I'm very excited about.
Well, we're super excited to have you. And I think anyone interested in your course, simply, I'm not going to have you listed out because it's on the website, but it's nice to read through your resume and the things that you literally have backing you up when you come teach these classes. I know that you're very well-rounded, very well-accredited, and I've seen it. And so there's a lot of things behind your name, and that's a very cool thing. So we look forward to having you in Orlando, and I am excited to come sit in on your class and just say hi and see you as someone who is appreciative of all the work you're doing. So thanks for being here with us today. And thanks for all the info. Is there anything else you want to throw in there or you want to add?
Yes, two really quick things. In the meantime, I have really pumped up my Instagram information. So if you want to go over to at Fire Rescue Wellness on Instagram, I put out a lot of information. And then the second thing is, actually, it's funny that you brought up the fact that I do the job, because I've been challenged a few times recently. And it is nice to be able to say, yeah, I do get it. I do understand it. I've been in gear. I've been on 12-hour fires. I understand it. But as firefighters, we also need to get better at listening to researchers and scientists that haven't done the job because they have done the research. So we need just to be more open to research, I think, in general. That's all I got.
Awesome. Well, I'm a big follower. I follow you all the time, me and my doggies. And I do follow that sometimes we get challenged. And I think that's one of the cool things about having our female instructors that are subject matter experts, because we've all had those moments in our career, right, where we are doubted or challenged. And simply because we don't look or say something that is within a prescribed norm for someone else. So we very much appreciate you. And we are very excited to see you, and looking forward to both classes. Thank you for joining me today.
Of course. And I cannot wait. I will see you at the conference.
I'll see you soon. Thank you, my friend.
Well, we've heard from some awesome presenters. I'm very excited. I just want to mention a couple other presentations that our attendees can expect if they're going to be joining us September 21st through the 24th there in Orlando. We are very excited to be bringing a classroom session of vehicle extrication and stabilization. That is going to be taught by Christy Asplund. Nikki, I know that she's going to be out on the drill ground as well. Can you give us a little bit of background on what her AutoX class entails if people get out on the drill ground?
So the AutoX class, it definitely, all are welcome, from beginners to advanced people. Like, we'll take it slow with some smaller vehicles, and then we'll get into some bigger stuff while we're there. And we'll also have the great opportunity that we partner up with Hamatro, who comes out and bring their tools, bring a trailer. You have any questions, you have free reins on all the latest technology. But we'll also have the different tools, and just in case your department is not familiar with Hamatro, we'll use Hurst and other things as well. But Hamatro is a good group that comes out, and you can feel free to ask any questions and they'll help you throughout that training. So I think it's a great class that anybody will love to attend.
We definitely appreciate all of our sponsors. I know we've got some awesome ones lining up for this year. And another class that I'm excited about, I think someone mentioned earlier that, I think Jasmine mentioned seeing Tiffany speak several years ago, and Tiffany Wesley will be there again. She'll be presenting What You Permit, You Promote, Leading in the 21st Century. I believe she's got some other appearances in the classrooms as well. I think the leadership class that she puts on is just such an impactful experience. I would encourage anybody who hasn't heard her speak to try to get in. That's on Friday. And a couple other classes that we're looking forward to. Dr. Brittany Hollerbach is with NDRI and with Dr. Sarah Donkey's group. She'll be joining to speak about COVID-19 and the fire service, what we know so far. Just give an update of everything that we've experienced as a fire service community the last couple years. What else are you looking forward to?
I'm just looking forward to the amazing display of instructors that we have with from various aspects of the fire service, different parts in their career. We have some that's only been in maybe 2 to 5 years. And then we have some people that's been in with over 30 years experience, but just getting the aspect from all of those different realms and listening to the different topics and stories that they bring to share with everybody, I think is amazing.
I agree. I think what I really appreciate, our networking events tend to be a space where a lot of those more genuine conversations tend to come up. We have some great networking opportunities this year. Where our host hotel is absolutely beautiful. We will be at the JW
Grand Lakes.
Yes.
It's amazing. It's 4040 Central Florida Parkway, Orlando, Florida. It's connected to the Ritz-Carlton. They have some amazing venues. You can come down and join us early, maybe have a spa day, or just enjoy the view and the scenes there. I think that this is definitely one conference you do not want to miss. And the like we said, the hotel is top notch. So we look forward to seeing you all there.
Yes, absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely, I think a space where if you're needing a little bit of respite, even amongst a conference, that it will be very possible to accomplish.
Yes, and I'm sure our partners, the Central Florida group of fire service, they'll definitely help you and guide you in different ways. We have Orange County, we have Orlando Fire, and also Reedy Creek Fire Departments that are helping us, and they'll have some amazing representatives there that'll give you some insight on different places to go or places just to explore in Florida.
That's great. We're very grateful for them as a host city. If anyone is interested, I know sometimes we have different locations show interest in hosting a conference. Our call for papers for our 2024 conference, my goodness, is open right now. So that is open through the end of the year, but it takes a little bit of effort. We need to know about host locations and drill ground capabilities and hotel options and airports. And so I would encourage anybody that's interested to look at womeninfire.org and try to get some information if you truly think that you might be interested in hosting a conference at some point.
Yes, please put in. We would love to visit your city or town. And also you can find more information about our conference on our website. And once you have registered, you can go onto the WOBA app and you can ask questions. You can speak directly with some speakers. Everyone on our board and the trustees, they'll be there to answer any questions you may have. So you have that one-on-one feedback with us the whole time during the conference. And we look forward to seeing everybody there. You can learn more about each speaker. Like I said, you can we'll have maps and everything of the hotel, of the drill ground for the hot classes. So everything that you're looking for is encompassed in that app, the WOVA app. And once you register, you download that app and you can have access to everybody that's on the board and the speakers all in that app.
I know we've already had some great interaction from some of our registered attendees, and it's encouraging to see that people are so excited and
yes, they're making friends already with ride shares and
oh, I love it.
Places and everything. So just register for the conference so you can join the conversation.
That's perfect. Well, hey, you know what? One of my favorite events that we host is the auction. And yes. Rachel did an amazing job this last time of running that. I believe she'll be running it again. And I'm definitely looking forward to that. We are in need of auction items. I know that sometimes people are interested in contributing. If you're interested in that, please connect with myself, or you can connect on our website, and we would love to talk with you about what that might look like.
Yes. Yep. So the auction was amazing. Rachel, as you said, did a great job. Rachel is our second vice president. You'll see her from time to time. And like I said, if you get on the WOVA app, you can communicate with her as well. We had Megan, one of our trustees, coordinating it. And it's definitely a time that you don't want to miss, because it's a great opportunity to network and get some great gifts that, you know, that you can use at home. A lot of people offer like vacation packages, books that teach you more about the fire service, all types of things, like anything that you can think of. We had at that auction last year. So I know it's going to be even bigger and better this year. I would also like to talk about, once you come and make these connections and networking with people, it's like an experience that you just, it's amazing. I can't even put it into words. So just come into the conference, but don't forget to come to our networking events. It gives you time to wind down, talk about your day, all the different experiences that you have encountered throughout the day, and just that one-on-one conversation with some of these instructors that sometimes you might not have that chance to get. Especially now, we're not behind cameras with Zoom and Teams. Exactly. You're back in person. So I think it's something that you'll definitely enjoy.
I agree. I think that was one of my favorite things about Spokane. It really just coming back together and holding space and community in person. It was just very empowering and encouraging. And I really feel that Orlando is going to be that much more. Really looking forward to seeing you, of course. It's always great to be in person together, but also connecting. It was fun to connect with Jasmine and Ashley a bit earlier. And I remember having a conversation with Ashley in Spokane and talking about it being her first experience. And it really is just very encouraging to me to see that people are now getting involved and, you know, kind of going full circle. And as some of us maybe move on and, you know, I know we have some people retiring from career and such. It's good to see that we still have some people kind of circling in. So that's what it's all about.
Yes. And I'm glad just to be a part of this organization that helps people get into that direction, because I definitely think it's done a lot for me in those same aspects as well.
I'm glad to hear that. Very good. Well, thank you very much. I know you've put a lot of effort in. I know you are being not only on the hands-on team, but on the conference planning team. Really appreciate all of the hard work. Our website shows that it's just a matter of less than maybe around 60 days, probably from the time this is aired. And we'll be excited to see everybody. Don't forget to sign up. You'll want to be there. And we will see y'all soon.
Yes. Thank you. See you soon.